And now we're on the line with Jason Weingand. He's a RacerX online editor. He also hosts a TV broadcast of Lucas Oil AMA Motocross and the GNCC series. And he is with us now on All Action Sports Radio. Welcome, Jason.
Good to be here, as always.
As always. Hey, let's talk Chad Reed first. He put in a valiant effort in Arlington, but couldn't give it his all. Is he going to make it on the East Coast?
I don't think you'll see him for a while now, and it's not just because of the extent of the injury. It's all based on risk and reward. Chad told me Saturday morning that, he knew there was a pretty good chance that he was so beat up. I mean, he had four broken bones. He knew it was pretty slim, the chances he was going to be able to race. But he figured if he skipped the race, didn't even show up, the title was definitely gone. So why not show up on the 1% chance you could make it work? But he knew that if he couldn't make it work in Dallas, he'd be so many points behind that it was no longer worth trying again. So I think because of that, now he's going to take all the time off he needs. There's no reason to rush it because the title's out of reach anyway.
Wow. How gutsy was that? How gutsy is that to go out there with those kind of broken bones and just push yourself, past the point of endurance?
Yeah, well, the bones, the only reason he even had a shot at it was because all four fractures weren't, displaced, like the bones were still touching.
Mm-hmm.
But he told me he hadn't done a single exercise. He didn't try push-ups, jumping jacks, or riding or anything. So as soon as he had to start, flexing some muscles, those things could pull right apart, and it just wasn't going to work. I mean, awesome effort, but unfortunately, it just goes down as a lost season, and it's a heartbreaker because that was probably the best story of the year.
Yeah, great story, and just a shame for Chad. Let's talk a little bit more about Arlington before we get to the East Coast. We had a Barcia signing. Can you explain that sudden emergence of Justin Barcia last week? Was it mental? Was it the bike? What turned Justin Barcia around and got him on the podium?
Barcia's in a tough spot because he is a free agent, like a lot of riders are, looking for a deal next year. And I think he's always been one of the best starters that there is, and his starts have been terrible this year. And, he doesn't want to badmouth the company he's riding for, but at the same time, he's got to put it out there that he's still capable. So he's kind of put it out there as subtly as he can that they're having a problem getting good starts on that bike. He needed a good start. He finally got a decent one, not a great one, but at least it was good enough to be up there, and he got third. So this could be a turnaround. But he's just in a tough spot because he wants to prove to everyone that, I can win on anything. I want people to negotiate with me. But at the same time, you don't want to slam the company you're riding for now, right? So
exactly.
I think it's more of the bike than he's letting on.
All right. Here we are, Georgia Dome, Atlanta. The guys have been waiting for the East Coast swing. Who does it favor the most?
I think Filippotto. Now, every one of these guys prefers the East dirt. They like the layout. So when we go east, we race in football stadiums, which are rectangles instead of the big baseball diamonds. And most of them like the rectangle-shaped tracks better. So everyone likes it more. But I think the rider that benefits the most from it, usually, that goes to a higher level, is Villopoto. His riding style, I think, plays off of having traction more so. I mean, Stewart's going to be better also, but I think Villopoto will get more better than everyone else will get more better. Does that term make any sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Now, James Stewart can tie Ricky Carmichael on the all-time 450 class win list for second place with 48 wins this weekend. How much motivation does that give James Stewart? Does that put him like in the forefront over everybody else because he has this huge prize in addition to winning?
It is huge. It is massive. But I think what the lesson Stewart has learned is to not use things like that as motivation. He said very tellingly 2 weeks ago, he said for years he had been advertising that he wanted to get to number one on that list,
mm-hmm.
which is Jeremy McGrath, which is pretty much out of reach. It's 72. But he said, I probably shouldn't have started talking about being number one until I even got to second. I think he knows now, enjoy life, do the best you can, each lap, and wherever you end up is where you end up. If you set your goals 3 years down the line, you mess up in the middle. So I think he's just taking it race by race now, and wherever he ends up is where he ends up.
Great insight, Jason. Really good. We talked about this over several different shows about Ryan Dungey loving Atlanta and how he benefited from it. He won for the first time with KTM there. And could this be a turning point for him this weekend, for Ryan Dungey?
I think it's kind of like the Barcia thing. These guys are all pretty close, and the start makes a big difference. If Dungey starts sixth, it's going to be hard to win. If he starts first or second, he could do it. But I don't think that any particular track or anything like that is going to change it for most of the guys. The other problem with Atlanta, it used to be one of the most soft, unique, rutted tracks ever. They've cured that. They mixed stuff up to dry the dirt out. It's not as different from the other rounds as it used to be. So it doesn't usually change things up like maybe it did 5 or 10 years ago. It could be similar to Dallas in the end.
All right, Jason, I got 20 seconds. You've been on a roll. Who do you got coming in, first, second, third, Atlanta?
I'm going to sort of keep riding this Stewart train, man. I mean, we haven't seen it in a long time from him, you know, a huge win streak. But we're seeing him ride like he used to. And when he used to ride like that, he used to win a lot. So let's just keep it on going and tighten this thing up a little bit more and make it even more exciting.
All right, Roczen came in six last week for me. I'm going to stick with Roczen and say he's going to have a banner weekend.
I like it.
All right, I'll see you on Twitter. Thanks a lot, Jason Weingart, RacerX Online Editor, here on All Action Sports Radio. We'll see you next week.